Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. West Coast singer-songwriter Carolyn Ahrens has been busy of late. She's been putting the finishing touches on her 20th anniversary CD and has recently been appointed as the first director of education for Renovare. Carolyn is on the phone with us from her home in Surrey, BC, to talk about these latest projects. But before we begin our conversation, let's listen to Do Not Be Afraid from Carolyn Ahrens' 2004 CD, Christmas, An Irrational Season. Now to our interview with Carolyn Ahrens. Good evening, Carolyn.
Good evening.
Now, you've just finished recording some of the songs, or all of them, I think, for your 20th anniversary CD. What was it like for you to revisit some of the songs that you recorded and wrote, you know, two decades ago?
Interesting. I mean, some of them we'd been performing all the way along, so they still felt current to me, but some of them we hadn't done for a long time. We kind of opened this project up to anyone that had listened to my music over the years and said, vote for what songs you want to see on this project, and you can vote because the song meant something to you, or because you'd like to hear it kind of reinvented acoustically, or because you think it's something that kind of got overlooked in my catalog. It was so fun and so encouraging to go through everybody's responses and the reasons why they were voting for songs. And some of the songs we really hadn't done in years. So that was like meeting old friends and getting to know them again. It was really fun. And then some of the really familiar ones, reinventing them. You know, a lot of people voted for a song of mine called Seize the Day. And we thought, well, the only sort of excuse to do this again is to somehow do something different about it. And it's always been on guitar. So we tried it on piano, a little bit more in kind of like a Billy Joel Piano Man kind of direction. And it, for me, it just put all kinds of new wind in its sails, and I had so much fun with it. But then, right after we recorded that, the piano version, I was at a concert and somebody requested Seize the Day, and I went to sing it on my usual guitar way, and it was like I almost couldn't remember how to play it. In fact, I don't think I played it the right groove that I've been playing for the last 20 years. So the long answer to your question is that this is kind of messing with my head a little bit, but in a really fun way.
Well, you mentioned something about, you know, the songs that you always play and that, and that's something I find with musicians, that there's always songs that their fans expect them to sing, and so it's the same song over and over and over again, it's that whole aspect of how do you keep it fresh so that, you know, you're just not singing it because you know that it's expected of you, but, you know, they're especially with Christian music, there's that spiritual aspect to it as well, so you don't want it to become rote. So how do you do that?
Well, you're right that it can be a challenge, and it's funny, sometimes I know I've been at concerts where the artist kind of reinvents their hit song to keep it fresh for them, but it's kind of disappointing for the audience because they're looking for that nice, familiar friend of a song that they've come to count on. So we've tried to stay pretty faithful in how we do some of those songs that people always ask for. I think the thing that keeps it fresh, well, two things. One is that you're always in a different place in your own journey. And one of the amazing things about the gift of a song is it kind of grows and it means different things at different junctures to you. That's part of why music is such a good gift, I think, because it's very kind of elastic and it can speak to you in different ways at different times. So that's part of what keeps it fresh. But probably the biggest thing is that you don't sing these songs in a vacuum. Whoever's there asking for them and listening to them kind of shape the experience. And no audience is exactly the same as another audience. It's amazing how a group of people sort of collectively have a personality and kind of change the experience every time, change the conversation every time. So for the most part, I've never really felt like it was a burden to have a few songs that I always have to sing, because it's always a little bit different experience every time.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things you mentioned too is you open this up to people who had listened to your music over the years to tell you which song they would have liked on this. When you were looking at that, were you surprised by some of the songs that the listeners chose?
I really was. Yeah, I was surprised how many songs people mentioned. That was really encouraging, because you can sort of get the impression that people only know, a couple songs off each album, the sort of most accessible ones, and that some of the rest just got buried. But people were digging up stuff that I didn't even know anyone had noticed, and sharing how it had met them in a particular place. So that was surprising and really encouraging. Kind of, like I was saying, it kind of reintroduced me to some of my own songs. And the other thing that was really surprising and cool was just people's stories, why certain songs meant something to them, very often in a way I never would have anticipated for the song. One I'm thinking of in particular is 2 years ago when I first had my kids, when they were babies, I did this project called We've Been Waiting for You, the Parenthood Project, and it was all songs about having kids because my life and brain and heart were consumed with that. And there was a song on there called Come Anyway that I had written when I was expecting my first, just basically saying, I'm not the least bit ready for you, but come anyway. It was like all my insecurity and unworthiness to be a mom, but I still wanted him to come so much. And this guy wrote and requested that song. We didn't end up recording it on the project. Unfortunately, there was way more requests than what we could do. But he requested that song, and he said in his decision to become, I can't remember if it was a Protestant minister or a priest, but in his decision to be ordained, that song became a really key epiphany for him, like that he didn't feel ready for the ministry, but he was going to come anyway. He wanted the Spirit to come anyway. That just blew me away. Like I never anticipated that God would use that song that way in the world. So it's been a pretty neat journey finding out where mm-hmm. these songs have gone, what they've done.
Well, were you looking at the songs that you finally did put on the CD? Were there songs on there that were really different from what you yourself would have chosen if it had just been you sitting down, looking at your catalog and saying, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this?
I think so, yeah. I think That's a good question. I'd have to go back and imagine what I would have chosen. Some are obvious. There were a couple songs that got a lot of votes. One was Seize the Day. Another one was a song called Breaching. Both of those off my very first CD that was out 20 years ago. Probably would have anticipated those, but yeah, no, there was definitely some surprises. And we tried to do it. I mean, it was not a scientific process to pick the songs, but we ranked the songs by the number of votes they got, and then also just looked at, because this is an acoustic project, if we had already done a really acoustic version of the song, then we took it off the list. Or if we had already done multiple versions of the song, we took it off the list. And so somehow or other, yeah, we ended up with these. We did 11 of my previously recorded songs, kind of reinventing them for this project, and then one brand new one. And those 11 songs, maybe I would have guessed half of them accurately. And the rest were all kind of nice surprises.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see it when it finally comes out. Looking at the time, we need to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with singer-songwriter Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Deserted cappuccinos, SUV, look good in it. Driving past his credit limit. She's climbing that stairmaster up to happy ever after. Though she never seemed to get there, she can't stop. No, she can't stop. Beat the Jones and be the Cleavers. Give the lawn a manicure. No rough edges, that's for sure. Sunday the whole congregation doesn't seem to need salvation. Everybody's just terrific all the time. Scripted roles, tidy and predictable. What if we just all agreed to wear our hearts on wrinkled sleeves and live the mess and the mystery of a real life? Yeah, live real life.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Just Pretending from Carolyn Ahrens' 2006 CD, Pollyanna's Attic. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Carolyn. One of the new things that's been going on in your life is the news of your appointment as the Director of Education for Renovare. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is what is Renovare, because I think there are probably some people out there who may not be familiar with what and who they are.
Yeah, Renovare is this amazing organization. I'm still kind of pinching myself that I get to work with them. Founded in the late 80s by a guy named Richard Foster. A lot of people are probably familiar with his book, Celebration of Discipline. He wrote that book about spiritual disciplines as a means of grace, as a tangible way for us to actively say yes to the gift of God's grace and help ourselves, open ourselves up to everything that he wants to give us. He wrote that book, started getting asked by churches everywhere to come teach on this idea of spiritual formation and practicing the disciplines, and he realized a lot of churches and communities didn't really have a framework for thinking or talking about this. And so he formed Renovare to, as a resource to encourage and nurture personal and spiritual renewal. Eventually another guy named Dallas Willard, who wrote some amazing books, got involved, and a bunch of other really thoughtful writers and teachers. And eventually they started a thing called the Spiritual Formation Institute, where people can go through a two-year, pretty intensive program of reading and life practices and disciplines, and they meet together twice a year for at retreat centers for really intense teaching and instruction and stuff. Anyway, they posted that they needed someone to oversee the Institute and a bunch of other things that they're starting up and things that they're continuing. And it was I told them when I saw the listing for it, Renovare, the things that they teach and the resources they put out have been a huge part of my life, my husband's life, for the last at least 20 years. And when I saw the job posting, I just felt like somebody hit a tuning fork and kind of put it against my chest, and I just started buzzing and going, I think that's what I want to be when I grow up. And so I'm really, really excited that it's worked out to work with them.
Well, one of the things I find about Renovare, and I've been following and I've been reading some of the, I've read Celebration of Discipline, I've got some of the resources and things on that, is the neat thing about it is this is something that's really taking hold within the evangelical community. Spiritual formation was something that you found in some of the mainline denominations, the Roman Catholic with the Ignatian exercises and things like that. But it really was something that the evangelical community hadn't really hit on, and Celebration of Discipline seemed to open that door and the floodgates for that. Is that something that you've seen happening as well?
Yes, I think absolutely. And another big emphasis within Renovare, years after he wrote Celebration of Discipline, Richard Foster wrote a book called, I think it's called Streams of Living Water,
looking at six
major streams in the Christian tradition across the spectrum.
I've read that one. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal book.
Great, right? From the last 2,000 years. And the idea is that we all, those of us who grow up in Christian denominations, our denominations tend to be really strong in one or two of the streams, and then kind of indifferent to or unaware of a couple more streams, and maybe even wary of a couple more streams, you know? And his idea is, man, there's this wealth of writing and teaching and experience and testimony from people who have followed Jesus for the last 2,000 years, and they've documented these ways of being in relationship with God, and we really should make use of that history and that information, all centered around getting to know Jesus better. So, yeah, I think that it really is taking root in a lot of evangelical communities and really contributing to transformation and people not only being saved but actually being changed and growing more and more like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at this and looking at taking this position on in that, has it really given, have you given any thought as to how this is going to impact both your music and even an impact in your songwriting? Because you mentioned that the Renovare has been something that's been a significant part of your spiritual journey over the last number of years, which obviously ends up getting reflected in what you're writing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, logistically, I don't really have a clue how that's going to work out. I just have a very strong sense that it's what I'm supposed to do next. I imagine, I'm not going to stop doing music. It's kind of the language that I speak, and so it will always be there. And the last few years, in addition to doing concerts and things, I've done so much teaching and speaking, and the music is always a part of that, too, a really important part of that. So it all feels integrated and like it belongs together. But as far as how it affects my songwriting, I mean, it will just be fun to find out. I feel so fortunate, so blessed that my job requires me to marinate in these ideas and these invitations to a certain way of life, and I can't help but be hopeful that will. Mm-hmm. That'll eventually take shape in some songs, but it'll probably take a while. I always find you know, I just finished a master's degree last spring, and it was in theology at Regent College. It was so rich and so good. But it always took a while for the stuff I was learning to move from the side of my brain that learns theology to wherever it is in my brain that I write song lyrics. So it'll be a journey for a little while.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of speaking, you're actually down in the Hamilton area in this coming weekend for Redeemer's Worship Conference.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be the keynote speaker there. I'm talking about what it means for our worship to remember that God is his own little community of Father, Son, and Spirit, and how that makes Jesus actually our worship leader. So I'm going to be exploring that, a nice juicy topic, and teaching some creative process workshops and things like that. So I'm really excited. And then been doing a concert with Body and Soul Collective and Jeremy Zeal that evening. Really looking forward to that a lot. Heard so much good stuff about them. I know you love them. And then the next morning, going to sing at West Highland Church in Hamilton, too. So I will definitely be in your neck of the woods for a couple days there.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with singer-songwriter Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Molecules and atoms, just like even Adam. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Even still I wonder, when we are 6 feet under, will that truly be the end of us? 'Cause why beauty, why poetry, why no, no, no to every tragedy? Why laughter, why lullabies, and why this asking why? I have a body, hidden in the heart. About a world of spirit, I swear sometimes I hear it playing like a piper in the dark. It's in love songs, in symphonies, in funeral marches, and in liturgies. It's in whispers, it's in rally cries.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to I Am a Soul from the 2009 Love Was Here's first CD by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Carolyn. Looking at the 20th anniversary CD, where in the process is it right now?
Well, it's a funny project because we are at least for the near future, only going to offer it digitally. So it's going to be a download, and it's free. It's just something we want to give to whoever's interested to, out of just kind of gratitude for the first 20 years of this journey. So if people watch CarolynAhrens.com, and Ahrens is A-R-E-N-D-S, so CarolynAhrens.com, we're hoping to have it released on or around October 1st, and yeah, people can just go and get it for free and let us know what they think. And it will be called Just Getting Started.
And speaking of just getting started, I mean, you've had a chance now to look back over the last 20 years. Any thought on what's going to happen in the next 20 years for you?
Oh, man, ask me in a few weeks. I'm just starting this new job, getting this project out. My kids, My kids, my son is in his last year of high school. My daughter just started her first year of high school. I don't know. I do not know. One thing I know with God is that it's always an adventure, and I'm looking forward to whatever shape that takes.
Looking at everything, and you mentioned where people can find out and keep up to date with what's going on with the CD. Where can they find out what's happening with you and what you're doing with Renovare?
Yeah, well, I will post some stuff at my website, but they also can go straight to renovare.org. Renovare is a Latin word that means renewal, and it looks like the word renovate, but there's it's R-E at the end instead of T-E at the end. So Renovare, R-E-N-O-V-A-R-E.org. There's lots of info there now, and I think there'll be even more resources there in the very near future. And there's a cool book club you can sign up for if you kind of want to explore what they're all about. So yeah, I'd love it if people stopped by there too.
And what's the first thing on your agenda with Renovare itself?
The very first thing is attending the first cohort of students. A lot of just getting to know the ropes and getting some logistical things in place. But yeah, the very first thing is a retreat in Renovare. In Santa Barbara. So you know, the Lord's calling me to Santa Barbara. I'm going to say yes. It should be nice. So yeah, that's coming up really quick here. A week-long retreat there for the first week of intense classes and getting to know the Institute really well. Then there's another project that we're going to pilot called the Order of the Incarnation, which is an opportunity for college kids to kind of sign up for a club like a lay order. And not everybody's going to have a frame of reference for that, but where they're going to say, yeah, I want to live this certain way of being intentional in my walk with Jesus. I'm going to practice these certain disciplines. I'm going to read a list of books that might help inform the journey, and we're getting ready to pilot that in about a dozen schools over the next year. So I'm really excited about that too, to see where that goes.
Well, that does sound interesting. So, well, Carolyn, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Carolyn Ahrens. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.